This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
We are told in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The same can be said of his word. It too is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For instance, eyes to see and ears to hear were first mentioned in the Old Testament, and that expression in some form is seen throughout Scripture. It applies to all people of all ages, but in the book of Revelation, the church is admonished to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. God's word remains the same. And in Jeremiah 9:23-24, we are told this. This is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. And we see this again in 2 Corinthians 10:17, which says, but let him who boasts boast in the Lord. God's word remains the same. Another example is found in Jeremiah 23:14. It says, they are like Sodom to me. The people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah. And again in Revelation 11:8, we find these words. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. God's word remains the same. We're familiar with the armor of God that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. But then I came across this in Isaiah 59:17. He put on righteousness as his breastplate and put the helmet of salvation on his head. God's word remains the same. There is another example found in Isaiah 2:19 and Revelation 6:15. Isaiah 2:19 tells us, men will flee to caves and the rocks and to holes in the ground from dread of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he rises to shake the earth. And then in Revelation 6:15 we read this, then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. God's word remains the same. This encouraging word is found in Isaiah 26:19. But your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. And the word of God given through Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4:15-17 says this, according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. God's word remains the same. Another of the many examples is this found in Isaiah 43:14. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? And Jesus tells us this in John 10:28-29. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. God's word remains the same. A particularly interesting one is found in Isaiah 56:6-7, which says, and foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord and to worship him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Read Gentiles for foreigners, and then remember that Paul was sent to the Gentiles. The Jews should not have been surprised. God's word remains the same. Just a couple more examples. Here's one from Jeremiah 15:2, which says, "And if they ask, 'Where shall we go?' tell them, 'This is what the Lord says: those for death to death, those for the sword to the sword, those for starvation to starvation, those for captivity to captivity.'" And then in Revelation 13:10, we read this: "If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed." God's word remains the same. And finally, in Jeremiah 51:49, "Babylon must fall because of Israel slain, just as the slain in all the earth have fallen because of Babylon." And in Revelation 18:24, read this: "In her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints and of all who have been killed on the earth." God's word remains the same. These are just a few of the many examples of God's trusty word. You will find many more as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.